here, and then we're listening from a distance through the Koyl Haloshim. The Ba'ir Heitev, one of the practical commentaries in Shulchan Aruch, in Erech Chaim, Siman Tov Mem Zayin, states as follows: Arizal Kosar, Rabbeinu Yitzchok Luria, the Arizal, Hanizhar Mimashu Chomet B'Pesach, someone who is cautious not to consume even the minutest amount of chomets on Pesach, Mutuch Leishal Yechto Kol Ashono, is guaranteed against sin for the entire year. The funny thing is that although the Ba'ir Heitev says this, we have searched, great men before me have searched the writings of Lurianic Kabbalah, Rav Chaim Vital, who was the transcriber of the Arizal Kabbalah, and have not found this in its actual form. We do find similar statements, either in the name of the Arizal or other Mekubalim. For example, the Mishnah Chassidim from Rav Aminuel Chai Riki says in the Sechtes Chodesh Nissan Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalad, Ashoyme Pesach Mechomitz Kilchosoy V'yachmir Boi V'chol HaChumre Shemachmirim HaMachmirim Yoyel L'nafshoy Miyoyit Kol HaShono. Someone who is meticulous in his observance of Pesach and the stringencies associated therewith, this will be extremely beneficial for his soul the entire year. So on and so forth. Several Achreinim have already pointed to the fact that probably the source of the Arizal is the Zohar. The Zohar HaKadosh in Chelek Gimel, Daf Reish Pei Beis Omed Beis, in the section of the Zohar called Raya Mehemna, says, Bezimnin Desholit Alayhu, Leil Shemurim and Leil Shemurim, the night of Pesach, Kulu Tzrichim Lemer, the Shemurim, the Tur Mechor, Mitzvah, Bechol Shu, everyone's got to be particularly careful regarding chomets and leavening agents, b'chol ma'acholim u'mashkin kulinaturim, all beverages, foods and beverages have got to be guarded. And u'man denoti lo'in mechomets s'oir, someone who is guarded against chomets and s'oir, gufe he himself notil will be guarded m'yetzahara from the evil inclination of sato down below, and his soul will be protected le'ilo above. At any rate, this seems to be quite a close source for the traditional statement of the Arizal. This statement of the Arizal is not just in the world of the Mekubalim, but we find that the Poskim have also cited this Arizal. Just to give you two examples, the Chassam Sofer, in one of his Tshuvas in Chelek Hei, Hashmata Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav, wrote a letter to the Kehillah in Trieste. He had heard substantial rumors to the effect that they were less than careful in their preparing of the matzahs, and he said to them, be very careful because we're dealing here with an issur kores. And he says, remember, hinei chomet chiyuvay kores v'hanizhar mimashuhu nimlat mikol chet v'ovoin kol hashona kula. Someone who's careful will escape sin the entire year. This is a chassam sofer, not in his drush, but in his halacha. In the Shalos Tshuvos of the Bala Tanya, Simon Vov, he speaks about bishul matzah shemisparo, what we call today gebrox. And he said that whilst be'emet kigam sheina issa gomor boro medina, it's clearly not an unequivocal prohibition, nevertheless, the fima shekosar ho arizal, lahachmir kol hachumris bepesach, shita sheyesh lahachmir. His view, and we know that there are many different views, is that in line with the Arizal's teaching, one should be machmir. At any rate, which is the Arizal's teaching? I presume that it is this teaching. So on and so forth. I've given you a couple of examples. Now, what I would like to do in the rest of today's share is split it up into three. The first is just very simply three different havonis of the Arizal, three different ways that I've seen, looking through both the Pedrush and Halacha, how the words of the Arizal were understood. The Pinchas Koritza, it says in the Sefer Imre Pinchas, was makbid, took exception to the Ba'ir Heitev for citing the Arizal in such a way. He says the Arizal never gave a guarantee. The Arizal just says that it's helpful, it's a useful tool. We're always looking for immunity to sin, spiritual sensitivity. So the Hirus from the Chomet enhances this, and therefore it helps. But there's no here money back on your matzahs if it didn't work. That's the Imre Pinchas. Others on the other extreme, seem to say, as we'll see soon, that I'll give you an example, that it's an absolute guarantee, almost confiscating a person's bechira. The Shalos Hatshuvos Tirosh V'Yitzhar, pre-war sefer, and others ask the question: how could it be that the Jewish people ever made a golden calf? Surely, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were Nizhar M'mashu Chometz. How do you know? Because it says in the Torah itself, "Vayoyipas Abotzek Hashem Hitziu Mitzrayim Ugois Matzos Kilei Chometz Kigoshu Mitzrayim Belo Yochlu Lihismamei Avkansi Belo Yochlu Lahem." You remember called Sukkot the Apostolation, and it's a skin on, so it said the whole thing. So it says in this passage, the Torah testifies Kiloi Chometz. So if Kiloi Chometz, they should have been immune. How could they end up having made the golden calf within that year if it's moved to Chlamishloyechtakolashon? Clearly, this question is based on the presupposition that it's an absolute iron cast guarantee against sin for the rest of the year, which is of course quite amazing, because it seems to go against the whole concept of Bechira Choshen. No one is everyone is able to choose. The most normal and what I would call middle of the road approach to the Arizal is, now what Arizal means is, it will help with regarding sin B'shoigeg, but with regard to inadvertent sin, of course a person isn't his Bechira Choshes is not confiscated. If he wants to sin, he can sin. But with regard to Shoigeg, then he will be protected against mistakes. And we will see this also emerges from other Acharonim that we will bring. That's the first part. The second part of the Shir I want to just quote is a few Drushim where we find a different Baalei Drush, see the Arizal alluded to in Torah Shemiksav, the Chinas Lekimidi de la Remiza Beiraisa. Number one, the Chido in Drash Lepi, Parshas Marechas Ches, Ois Yud Ches, says that the Pasuk in Parshas Boi, Capital Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ushmartim Esa Matzois, Chazal say, should also be read Ushmartim Esa Mitzois. He says, this teaches us that if Ushmartim Esa Matzois properly to make sure there's no Mashal Chomet, then Ushmartim Esa Mitzois. You'll also not be nech yet, you won't be choitei kol asher hakuah. The Torim Yofa is from the author of the Haflah and the Hamikne, the Rebbe of the Chacham Sofer, right? V'shomarto tachuka azois lemoyah dama yomin yamima, another pasuk in Parshas Bo, Kapitel Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud, he says that if you guard this chukah, then you will keep the mitzvahs miyomim yomima, the entire year, mishono v'shono. In Sefer Zikorin Zois from the Chozim in Lublin, on the pasuk is Chag Matzis Tishma Shivas Yom Teichu Matzis Kasher Tzivisicho Lomoyed Chedesh Shavim Kivoy Atosim in Mitzrayim Velo Yiro Upon Areikom. That is Parshas Mishpatim chapter 23 verse 15. It says, he says that it's a long drush, but the Bekitzer, what he says there is that if you keep Chag HaMatzos, then it's Chag HaMatzos Tishmer es HaTorah. How so? By keeping, by Shivat Yomim Teichu Matzos, through this you will reach, he says, Kasher Tivisicha Kol HaTorah. Until when will this help? L'moyed Chodesh Avim, until the next Pesach. Why? Kivo Yotzosam in Mitzrayim, because this is the time we came out from the Memtesh Shari Tumah, therefore every year there is the same Tiyat Yishmaya against sin. But this is only as far as sin is concerned. It doesn't mean you're going to do mitzvah. That's why the pasuk concludes, "V'le'iro upon Arika." It's not enough to be protected against sin. You also have to have the mitzvah as well. A very interesting drash in the Sefer Beis Shmuel Achrei Mal HaTorah from the Shmuel ben Moshe Pinchas Falkenfeld. He was the Av Beis Din of Posen in Germany, or whatever it considered itself to be at that time. He says that the Medrash says Golso Yehuda Meyoni Medrash Rabba on the Pasuk in Eicha, because they ate chometz on Pesach Lechem Oini Meyoni Ashofu chometz for Pesach. So he asks, but the Gemara says that the Mikdash Rishon was Chorev because of Avodah Zarah Givar Ayis Shvichas Domen. The Mikdash Sheni was Chorev because of Sinas Chinam. So what do you mean because of chometz on Pesach? Ah, he says, because if they would have been careful about chometz on Pesach, they wouldn't have done these other Avodahs. So this way we consider the size of the Midrashim. Once again, this assumes a sort of cast in stone guarantee, which is somewhat strange. And I quote here the Chozem Lublin in that I mentioned before. He says as follows: Vadai yesh bechira ki mayri ba'odam she'ena roitza lachtoi hu loy letoyeles. The reference is to a person who doesn't want to sin, and of course this way we have assistance. At any rate, we want to now move on to two more issues related to this Kabbalah of the Arizal and what it could possibly mean. There is a question which we have found in a number of Sephorim, Yetiv Ponim from the Sigeter Rebbe, grandfather of the Divrei Yoel, in the Drosha L'Shabbos HaGadol, the above mentioned Shalos HaTshuvos Tirush V'Yitzhar, Siman Lamed Tes, and others, as we shall yet see, ask the question. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the Chachamim made a gzeira not to read privately to the light of a lamp on Shabbos, Shema Yata, lest he tilt the lamp to make sure that it burns properly. So the Shmuel ben Elisha said, Ani Ekrov Eloyata, I will do so, I will read and I won't tilt. And he tilted, and he says, Kama Gzeilim Divi Chachomim, and he wrote on his pinkas, Lechashi Yibona Beis HaMikdosh, Ovi Chatos Shmeino, I will bring a choice Chatos offering. So the assumption is, he said, they say, that clearly Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha must have been nizam imashu chomitz on Pesach. We'll see in a minute why that assumption is made. If that's the case, if he's nizam imashu chomitz on Pesach, how is it possible for him to err and commit a sin b'shogeg? Obviously, when he told the land, it was b'shogeg. Now, how do they know that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was nizam imashu chomitz on Pesach? He was a very righteous man. So what? Maybe he did b'shogeg in Aveira. We find there were tzaddikim who did Aveira b'shogeg. So he says as follows. There's a famous Gemara in Gittin and Chulin and other places. Hash to bent and shall tzaddikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Takol all y'all done tzaddikim asmoni toshkein. Tzaddikim, the Eibishter doesn't bring a takola for them. So Tosis asks a question in Gittin Dav Zayin, amongst others, how can we say that tzaddikim don't do a sin b'shoigein? Surely we find that there was an American wait before Abdullah and Pesach and Dav Kuvhei by mistake, and we find that there was Yehuda ben Tabai said Erev ben Achomim leherat eid zoymen in Matis of Hay. So we see he killed an eid zoymen, which is quite a severe sin, b'shoikin, based on his misunderstanding or mistake in the din. And we find Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha tilted the lamp, and he also did an aveira by mistake. And they give Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, that's why I said that. If I made a mistake, please forgive me. Rabbi Shmuel tilted the lamp. So what's going on here? So Tosfos says that which the Gemara says is the clown is the tzaddikim is only the living the achila matters associated with food, not with regard to other issues. And even with regard to food, only with regard to an issa chepta. Therefore, eating before Abdullah, not trade for food, it's the time which is wrong, not the food. And with this, he explains another Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kuf Beis, where it says, Bosim ti tavshila de marama be yoyma de kippura, that the Babylonians made a mistake and they ate of what was really Yom Kippur. So, how could it be that the Gedolei Hachachomim in Babel should eat on Yom Kippur? So he says again, because the food was not forbidden, it was the time that was forbidden. And hence, in such a case, the principle doesn't apply. At any rate, so here goes the question. The question goes, if this is the case, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a tzaddik. Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara and Shabbos was a tzaddik. Presumably, therefore, he wouldn't have eaten chametz on Pesach. At least, if that's the case, so he didn't eat chametz on Pesach, so he was at Nizhar, he would have been guarded, according to the normative understanding of the Arizal, from sin. How did it come that he tilted the lamb? That's the question. A poshut answer would be to say that because he was over on the Divrei Chachamim of reading the Ohaneir, so that itself suspended the Shmira. Nevertheless, this is the question. Now, in the Munkat Sherebbe, in Sefer Divrei Torah from the Minchas Saloza, Madura Tinyana Chelik Gimel from Yudalev, Madura Beis Eskuf Lamedalev says that he heard this question when he was a little child. B'shem Isho Chachoma Hamufursemes, Rabboni Tzatzikonis Moras Bela, Bazakeni Hagoin Amiti Hamufursem, Merenu Harav Yitzchak Halevi Hurovitz Mihomburg. I'm not sure I never met her. Shalos Tshuva Shoyon Umeshiv, that's from Rabbi Yisrael Shol Natanzon, the famous Lemberg and Rav, Madura Tinyana Chelik Gimel from Yudalev, brings this b'shem our isha chokhmas leid bas hagoyin merino rav yukol av bezdin dekila kadosha brov. Again, another woman, but two women at least, because it doesn't seem to be the same person, have been attributed with this question, this londisha question. So what are we to make of it? So Tirush V'Yitzhar says that the Arizal was only referring to being guarded against macholas asura, not other sins. Just like the Tocha in Chazal, I mean, Hakadosh Baruch Hu maybe to call it a tzaddikim refers, and so it says the Midrash Achina. So too does the Hatocha of the Arizal against sin b'shoyge only refer to Midrash Achina. Problem is, this is of course a good teret if we assume that the Arizal was talking about Midrash Achina, but there is no clear reason to assume so. So that's a weak point in the teret of the Tirush V'Yitzhar. The Munkacher Rebbe suggests in one place at great length that it's possible that the Hamiza b'mashul chometz doesn't just mean from eating, it means from even bali roi or bali motza. And even though we're not even on bali roi or bali motza with a mashul chometz, especially after bittul, nevertheless, if you want to be nifal mechait, you have to scrape out even a mashul chometz from your rishus. But as he himself says elsewhere in a later edition, Madura Vov is pezayin, this doesn't seem to fit in the Zohar with which we started off, where it says "V'chol ma'acholim u'mashkin kulu neturim." The reference is not to the home or the domain, but to the food and drink. So that has to be guarded. The Arugas Haboisem, that was one of the popper of in Shalos Tshuva Arugas Haboisem Siman Kuf Lamed Ches, says that the Arizal was talking about someone who's nizham in Ashul Chometz, even if it's mutum in hadin. For example, the mashul chometz fell into the food before Pesach, so it was bottled. So we know that chometz can be bottled b'shishi before Pesach in such a way that it wasn't chose of a meal on Pesach, so it was still mutter. So therefore it's possible that the tzaddik could do that as well, because it's not an aveira, mutter opinion. So the principle of enach v'shpoch maybe to call it a tzaddikin doesn't apply. Nevertheless, if you want to have the guarantee against chet, you have to be nizza even from such a mashu. However, there already I've seen others. I think Tzvi Klein, one of the Sforim, already is ma'ir on this. But lechayra, if the chometz has been bottled before Pesach, after din, and there's no issun, it's not chayra than air. So why? So therefore, it's completely mutar. Why should there be any problem with it at all? Mashu chometz, which is bottled before Pesach, so an issun is bottled, is an issun is bottled. This may have something to do with a general shayla in Achronim, whether there is any inyan whatsoever to be nizhar not to eat an issush in his batel, because if there is, then we can possibly find meaning here in the Arugas Haboisem, but that's an issue which we cannot go into in half an hour. The Shoyal Umeshiv himself, Shartachu Shoyal Umeshiv, has two tootsim. One teretz, he says, is, I quote here verbatim, Ein dova maguna kolkach achila shal hateira b'shar so issa. What he means to say is that chometz b'pesach is like eating an intipo or eating a full abdollah. Rabbi Yishmael may well have eaten chometz on Pesach mashu, and this is not in contradiction to Einat HaBishpoch maybe to kolor tzadikim, because it's not midid achila. I chometz is something you eat, yes, but it's not the chometz is intrinsically bad, it's the man that's bad, it's Pesach. Nevertheless, this teretz, although he doesn't say so, would be clearly taller on the machlokes in Achronim, whether the issur of eating chometz on Pesach is, whether chometz is an issur gavra or an issur chefza. If chometz is an issur chefza, the fact that it's only with man doesn't really make a difference. Let me explain better. The Bachman, other Achronim, when they speak about the Pesach, they say, the concept of midid achila, which is more severe than other isurim,
and therefore in HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe the Kabbalah is producing is because the Chesed is also, and therefore it's not correct for the Tzaddik that his body should be nourished and sustained from the Chesed Shal Issa. If we however say that Chometz B'Pesach, notwithstanding the fact that it's only obtained 8 days a year, is a Issa Chetzah, this Teretz doesn't hold. So at any rate, we have here a few different ideas, but we don't seem to have anything which is with no problem whatsoever. Just one second. Another idea that the Shoyal Meshach comes up as a very interesting idea is that possibly in HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe the Kol HaTzadikim even by Midah Da'achila only applies to an Issa D'Oraisa, not to an Issa D'Rabbanan. Therefore Chometz B'Pesach D'Oraisa is bottled. It's not also the Mashav. The Dinah is the Mashav by Chometz B'Pesach is Midah D'Rabbanan because of Chometz B'Pesach Sochim D'Avlam and Dikunut D'Avlam and Shoyim. Therefore, says the Shoyal Meshach, that Yishmael and others like him may well have eaten chometz for Pesach and the mashu chometz on Pesach, and because it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and they are not immune to Issurim D'Rabbanan. But why should there be a difference between Issurim D'Rabbanan and Issurim D'Oraisa? I presume, perhaps I'm guessing here, that again, because Issurim D'Rabbanan are only an Issa D'Avon, not an Issa Chetzah. Now we all are aware of the famous Nesivus in Choshen Mishpat, Nesivus HaMishpat in Siman Reish Lamed Daled, who says very mechudish tikadim that someone who is over on the Issa D'Rabbanan b'shogeg doesn't require any kapora. Someone by mistake, for example, eats boser oif b'cholov, he has chicken and milk Issa D'Rabbanan, no kapora is required. It's b'shogeg. Why? Because by the Raisa, when Bichlal, let me paraphrase, when you do a sin, there's two things: you're moiled b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and there's something intrinsically poisonous about the item of sin. This is true by Mitzvah Deraisa. By Mitzvah Derabonon, which is only because of the Gezeira and the Sivus hold, there is nothing wrong with the thing itself. There's no poison involved. It's just that you mustn't be moiled or itzasim anadavar ashiyerucha. If the person did it by mistake, so he wasn't murdered, so therefore there's nothing to do with it. This is the way the Nesivus is understood by many, including the Shas Shuvas Torah Chesed Oyrachayim Siman HaMadalev. Now, if this is the case, so we can understand what the Shoyal Meshach is saying. If the Tzaddik eats the Issa D'Rabbanan, basically has Mashu Chometz, which is only also the D'Rabbanan, he's not really done anything intrinsically wrong. His body has not been sustained by and therefore it's not such a deny, and therefore the tzaddik is not guarded against that, so therefore he can still do averus b'shogeg the rest of the year because the protection afforded by the Arizal statement doesn't apply. Nevertheless, this is also not 100% satisfactory, because although the Nesivus clearly states that an Issa D'Rabbanan it doesn't require kapora b'shogeg, and the Achronim explaining to me because the Nisra Rabbanan is only a Nisra Gavra, not a Nisra Chetza. Nevertheless, there are other Achronim who disagree. One, for example, is the Yitzchok Elchanan Specter, the Kovner Rov, in Shara Tshuvas Ein Yitzchok Even Ha'ever Chelik Aleph Siman Tzamach Zayin, a very lengthy tshuva in which he seeks to demonstrate that the Surim Rabbanan are also a Surim Chetza, and more than that, directly in opposition to the Nesivus that someone who violates the Nesivus Rabbanon B'Shogeg does require a kapora, all the more so according to that which we find in Sforim Akdoshim, Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. It seems that Issurim Rabbanon are intrinsically bad. At any rate, this is the discussion, this is the Shakla Rataria, Tem Lechokom Liyas Tamoy, just some headlines on the subject to pursue the matter further. To finish off, one final point, because I've still got 2.5 minutes, according to this clock, is why chometz? Why is the power of chometz so great? To whichever extent it is great, there definitely seems to be an additional power here. Muktav leshva yechta. If you contrast this with the Gemara in Sota, that Torah being the dark, Torah being the Osbe, Torah is maybe no matter even when you're not learning. But the mitzvah is only being the Osbe, maybe no matter, not being the Lo Osbe. Mitzvah, normally the Shmir from Chait is only B'shach, the Asir from Mitzvah. It doesn't extend to afterwards. So, of course, this is a subject for Bali Drush. But one Drush that you may suggest is as follows. Sforim HaZrishim explain that the Inyan of Chometz is Yashus, ego, self-centeredness, the swelling of a person's Matzias. And we know that Chometz is the source of all evil. Vayishman Yishurun Vayirot. When there is the swelling, the leavening of the person's ego, so then it causes him to Vayirot. Psychologically, we can understand this very simply. When a person is full of himself, so therefore he becomes self-centered and he pays little attention to matters beyond himself. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkodos, Perek Hei Halacha Vav, says, why does a shrigig need a kapara? It's by mistake. He says because if he would have been more careful, he wouldn't have done the Aveda. Shrigig is a symptom of carelessness. And that's why he explains the din there, that an oines does not require a kapara, because someone who sins circumstances beyond his control doesn't require a kapara. That's in the Rambam. So we may say that a person, why is a person careless? Because he's not thinking about that, he's thinking about himself. Someone who is able to uproot even the shminish of a shminish, even the kotev, even the very smallest amount of yashin, of swelling of the ego, then he will be much more sensitive and he will be much more careful, and therefore he will be nizam b'cheit kol hashonakura. Came to Yelonu or the Holy Israel. Amen.